Oh, she's like, it cannot go wire.
Hello?
Oh, hey,
shit.
What's up?
I'm just leaving you a voicemail. Oops. So, for Chubby's Cheesesteaks, for one of those, a couple of those invoices, we have all that stuff that you wanted on there. You know that, right? I'm confused on what I'm getting them to redo.
No, I don't know which invoices you have. Just get the ones that are right and get the ones that, well, get the ones that you don't have fixed.
Can I, here, I'm going to send these to you real quick. Can you just let me know if these are correct, or the only thing that's not on there is the current date. And that's because we got these a while ago. So I just sent it to you.
That sounds like a problem.
What do you mean?
Because it says that they want the current date, and you just told me they don't have the current date.
Well, yeah, because we got it a while ago.
Yeah, so you need to get it updated.
Oh, my God. All right, so we need the current date on it. But can you check to see if that's everything else that you needed on there?
Quick thing you need. It's not good for my idea. I don't want this.
Okay, I'm sorry.
One second. I have to find the email.
Do you want me to forward you the email?
No, I have it. There's a lot of things to read through.
Come on, you can't be that busy.
Rude. I'm going to hang up on you right now.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. So, separated. Is the part number the serial number?
Yeah.
Okay. Then, yeah.
So it just needs to say today's date, even though there is no date on it.
I'll send it to her and ask her if she'll take it anyways while you're working on getting the other one.
Okay. All right, cool. So I sent you the two for them.
Okay. Just call the other ones and I'll let you know if she takes these.
Wait. Oh, wait. There's more. How many invoices did we have? Do you remember?
There was like two for each vendor, and there was like, I don't remember how many vendors.
There was three. So there was two for each vendor?
Yeah.
This one, I have four for POS. Like two small ones. Should I send those to you too?
Why are you confusing me? Hold on.
I'm sorry. Balloon payment? Balloon payment is like, how do I explain this?
I don't get it. Shouldn't be. What are the amounts on the other ones?
It's like $1,570 and $4,700. That's what I'm saying. Are they irrelevant?
Oh, hold on.
I just want to make sure I don't need to send those to you. If we don't need them, we don't need them, but... Kara.
How do I explain a balloon payment? Balloon payment is like at the end of the loan, there's like one large payment. I think I'm explaining this completely wrong. I'll get back to you. Do you need to know right now? He's asking what a balloon payment is. Do we do balloon payments? It's really bad.
Wait till Zach gets off the phone. Hello?
Sorry, you're on my cell phone. It's really annoying to hold my cell phone and look through all of this.
Oh, okay. Hey, do you know what a balloon payment is?
A what?
A balloon payment. Do you know what a balloon payment is, Zach?
I think it's like a large upfront payment, but I'm not sure.
A large upfront payment. Can you explain it to Nicole?
No.
Not you. Okay. All right. So here, I'm going to send you these two invoices on a separate email. So you can look at them.
I don't. You shouldn't have four POS invoices.
Okay, then I'm not going to send it to you. Then I don't want to confuse you. Just see if these two are good. We just need to get them funded.
Okay.
So just send those two then, I guess, and I'll work on getting the other ones.
Okay.
Cool.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Kara.
Bye.
All right. Bye.